if a person was pretending, he didn't know what was going on, but instead of saying he pretended he knew it all, you might say he acted like, or have you ever heard the old people say somebody made out like they knew something?
Yes, you have made out.
Made out like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a child in school might, instead of saying who stole my pencil, they might say who
took.
Okay. I'm talking about writing letters, and if I ask you, you know, about corresponding with somebody, you'd say, yes, I have just
written.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, well, now, I said, well, does he write you? And you'd say, yeah, yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And now if I write, if I send him something, I expect to receive an
answer.
Mm-hmm. And then you would put the letter in the envelope, and then you would take your pen and you would
address.
Mm-hmm. And if you might say, well, I like to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
And if a child learned something new, came home and learned something new, you might say, well, who
taught?
Mm-hmm. And now, talking about something, a project maybe you're going to, like fixing your patio.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, well, now, have you, if you were about to do it, they said, have you fixed your patio yet? You'd say, well, no, but I'm
working on it.
If you just have the intention, you haven't yet started to work on it, but you plan to.
Getting ready.
Okay. Now, when children in school, you probably know this since you're working around school children all the time now, if they talk about a child that tells on another child, they say that child is a
tattle.
Have you ever heard them talk about adults? I mean, have you heard anyone call an adult a tattle? Is it only with children?
Well, only, I think they use telltales for children.
Just for children, as far as you know. Okay. If you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you might go out, you'd have to go out to the garden and
pick the flowers.
And something that a child might play with, anything a child might play with, would be called a
toy.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the old people call it anything else?
Play toys.
Play toys, you've heard that. Have you ever heard, that reminds me, have you ever heard people talking about somebody who's not their real mother, but somebody who's been very close to them?
Play mother.
Play mother.
Yes.
How about for sister, you've heard?
Play sister.
Play sister.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine said that the other day to me, that he had a play sister, and I had not ever heard of him.
Oh?
And he was surprised, I didn't know. Now, talking about gifts that you might have, a gift that you might have received, and you'd say, well, this is the book that she
gave.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, over the past year she has
given.
And since she's given me so much, I might
give.
So easy. Now you might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone two blocks when it
started raining.
Another word for start begins with a B.
Began.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd say we hadn't gone two blocks.
Begun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, talking about fast moving, you'd say horses gallop, but people
run.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, now every day this week that man has
ran.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, well, I don't know. No, you'd say, where does he
live?
Okay.
Or was born?
Okay. And if you were talking about a person, instead of saying he arrived on the plane last night, you might say he something in on the plane, he came.
He came
in on the flight. Okay. And you might talk about a traveling salesman. You'd say every day this week, talking about to your door, you'd say every day this week he has
rang.
And